everybody. Well, we're here again. This is Ron, and we're having our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And if you need to know what date it is, it's the last day of the month in May, which is the 31st, and our year is 2014. So let's do some clearing for people. Just think of a situation like we always start the shows off with now, to put you back more into balance and more into peace energy. So if you encountered something or something encountered you, or maybe you saw a movie that terrified you or frightened you or something like that, just think of that particular scene or situation. Maybe you projected yourself into one of those sci-fi movies, and an alien was eating somebody or something, and you got kind of afraid. So anyway, if that's the case or whatever, definitely think of that now, and I'll clear it. So here we go. Think of what you want to have cleared, that one specific moment in time. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie dokie. So we'll bring up the light beam. And I could probably clear away if you have any entities in your room, we can clear those out. We don't. We do that once in a while, so let's do that. Or maybe you have some alien watching you, you know? So we'll first do the aliens watching you. Here we go. So releasing them from your room, getting them out of there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And see how your room is feeling. And now we'll do entities. And these are normally what we call ghosts. The emotional body that's still here from people that used to live here. So here we go, releasing entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we could do maybe animal entities. This may or may not be good. Sometimes people like to have a dog or cat around that they, you know, had as a pet or even like a chicken or something, and it's hanging out around you because it wants to be with you. Nothing's wrong with that. So it's up to you. I don't know, you know, if you have something that's like a stray dog, you just don't like the feeling of, you know, your house or something, you know, in a certain location, we'll clear that out. So this is up to you if you want to do this one. So here we go. 1, and once it leaves, it probably will not come back. So, you know, you want to definitely know that this is going to be a clearing that's going to be effective. So if you do have a dog or cat around you, that maybe could have died 20 years ago and I clear it away, it won't be with you. And getting it back may be impossible. So here we go. It's your choice, though. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And what we can do now is the light beam activation. So bring up the light beam, everybody. On the BBS page, it's there, and also on creationlightship.com. Energize that, bring in peace energy into your room and also into yourself, as your room will no longer be connected to time. It'll be at, say, 0 point out of time and along with you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to Kathy. So, Kathy, are you out there somewhere?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone. And Cindy is with us also, and we're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio Station 2 on Saturday nights. We're always on Station 2, and as Ron said earlier, we'll be going to the Creation Lightship with him as our escort. This is a place of healing, so we can get a sample of what it's like to have the light beings on the Creation Lightship work gently on us to begin to do some healing and clear out some of the densities we've acquired while living on this planet. And it's also beneficial and a very rejuvenating experience. And so we'll look forward to doing that sometime during the program. And then I'm going to now ask Cindy if she'd like to make some announcements. Over to you, Cindy.
Thank you. I would love to. Hello, everyone. I wanted to first say that we still have technical issues with the BBS chat, so please send your emails of testimonials or questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and then we'll read those as we're able to. And then also, very exciting, our monthly calls starting up again next weekend, the Ascension Preparation Calls on Saturday, June 7th, and it's a four-hour conference call. And then we also have our three Sunday physical rejuvenation calls, and those are eight-hour calls starting June 8th, and then following up with June 15th and June 22nd. So I'm very excited starting up again. I'm very curious what you'll be guiding us through, Ron.
Each one is.
Ron.
Yeah.
We have received quite a few questions and comments in CLS Questions, our usual email, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And as Cindy said, the chat room isn't working, so we'll be watching the CLS Questions email. If you'd like to send comments or questions during the program as it goes on, and we'll do our best to get to them. But for now, there were some that were from yesterday and for today. And I just wanted to share real quickly with you, Ron. There's one testimonial from a listener who has been listening quite intently the last year, I think. And she says that this is a testimony she wanted you to know, that by listening to the live shows and the archives and doing the daily clearings, she's making time to run those clearings, because something has really shifted in her experience, where she listened to a live show where you were teaching us to do the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy, and you suggested it to a listener to do that 1,000 times. So she started doing that too, and on two particular days she listed, she did this and was saying it was just incredible how it affected her. First of all, she changed the emphasis on the I and the me, because she is actually, it was hard for her to do that because she says she is a totally hoodwinked, brainwashed, Southern Baptist, indoctrinated caregiver, and it was blurred out and not solid in her psyche. So that I Now Increase My Life Force Energy really makes her feel more included. She put herself first, and now it's getting easier for her to do. And now she's noticing personal results. She's actually living. She says she's moving forward in her life, and she doesn't have guilt, fear, or dread. And she really appreciates it. She says, thank you for all this spiritual food.
You're welcome.
That was a good program to listen to. Some, you know, it's really great when people follow Ron's advice and try things that he suggests. And
did a listen to what was?
It must have been in early May.
Okay.
She did these things on the last few days of the last week.
Okay.
It wasn't too long ago, that program. So, but you've mentioned it before, and you have suggested to people to do that like 1,000 times in certain situations. And maybe you can share about this, Cindy, but since I've learned to do this, I now increase my life force energy. When I'm alone walking, I say it to myself out loud when I'm alone walking, just to have something to say, you know, that will be of benefit to me. And I feel like by the time I get to my destination, I'm pretty charged up, and I feel protected. How about you, Cindy?
Well, I actually have done that in the elevator, and going, say, on lunch or breaks. I do that just to kind of change the pace, and it really does make a difference, especially when it's a busy day and there's a lot of external input. And so I'm thankful for that, although I have not ran it 1,000 times in a row. So I think about that.
Yeah, I don't count myself
ran
either.
Ran that first? Well, right. That's a good point. I don't either. So, yes, it's very good, and we went through that last night a few times, and thank you, Ron, for that. Do you think that we could do that right now, Ron?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could do that. So I won't tell you how to do the hands. You can check that out maybe on one of the other shows, the one tomorrow or yesterday, which was the 30th. So, you know, 5:30, you can listen to that. But here we go, everybody. So if we say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. And we'll say it all together. So here we go. We'll say it 10 times. So starting, I now, it has to be out loud, excuse me. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Last time, I now increase my life force energy. There. So you should feel your body getting maybe more awake, more alert, more conscious. Different ways to say the same word. But I'll turn it back over to you, ladies.
Oh, that does feel energizing.
Thanks, Ron. Thank you very much. Well, I have another interesting email received, and it's a follow-up or ties into a discussion we had regarding the natal barcode. And may I read that email?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Our longtime listener says, I just wanted to add a couple of astrology words. My ex had an astrology calendar every year, and we would look at it and follow it day by day. And then she lists moons void, of course, trines, conjunctions, retrograde. Those are the four keywords that she had added. And then she makes a note, I wish I could clear the symbols for each planet. I've already cleared all the planets, and thanks for this information, Ron. So, Ron, my question is it necessary for her to clear the symbols if she's already cleared the planets?
Yeah, the symbols would be another thing altogether different than the planet itself. But, yes, it would be completely different. So I would do that also.
Okay. Would you do them all together, or is there a special way that you think that would be best handled?
Yeah, I would just do them all separate. So you may want to just write down what they are. You may want to first do the planet and then do the symbol, and the next planet and the symbol. That way you can feel for yourself how the symbol and how the planet is affecting you. Maybe the symbol might have more of a charge on it. So that's what I would do.
Right.
Then also, the word itself will have the charge, too, with the letters in it.
Interesting. Great. Well, thank you. And listener, if you have any other questions on that, go ahead and send your email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks. The next question is a comment from another longtime listener who wanted to offer some suggestions of natal barcode clearing and alien keyword clearing suggestions. Alien keyword being one of the free clearings Ron has on his website, creationlightshift.com, that we'd been talking about in the past shows. So this person's been doing research on what certain groups are up to, and he calls them dark side practitioners. He says that they're labeling the sheeple as sane, but those who are not compliant or in conformity have a mental illness. So In other words, a certain group is labeling people who want to, you know, express themselves, have freedom, you know, stand up for themselves and not go along with the program, have a disorder. So that is like going to be probably something to watch out for in the certain professions. He's warning that it's time to timeline crash this. It's called Mental Illness Oppositional Defiant Disorder. Put the words sheeple and psychiatrist in the natal barcode clearing and alien word clearing so that you will have less of an effect on you, I suppose. So how do you feel about that, Ron? Would you like to comment on this?
Yeah, everything out there that people talk about, regardless of who they are or what you're looking at or who's controlling you, or maybe, you know, is it a handler controlling you? All these things, these people and the words they use and phrases could be put into the natal barcode clearing, yes. So you may want to do that. You know, if you're diagnosed, we'll say, with the particular situation, condition, or whatever, then you may want to put that in there also to get rid of that energy cording from that particular word. So that could be very beneficial. So it, and another way of looking at it, it's possible that one type or group of people could be clones, and maybe the clones are reacting differently to the older type of mindset programs. And so if there's no opposition to something and the clone always suggests, we'll say, then that could make the people that maybe are a little more conscious, who are not clones, who are expressing their true freedom and creativity, might look like a person that could have a mental problem because they're not following a particular program where the clones follow that. So, remember, we're in a different type of setting now the last couple of years. So watch people around you, and if they haven't taken you out yet to become a clone and to be cloned, then you're going to see people around acting strangely. So, and you may be listening now and saying, well, how do I know if I'm a clone or not, you know? Well, the typical clone characteristics would be not getting it the first time, not having enough information to, you know, go back and to do something. You know, it would be like giving, you know, let's just say that, for instance, the clone goes to the wardrobe and there's a lot of clothes in there. They don't know what clothes goes with what, or they put different colors on where they probably would not have done that, you know, a few years ago, being the real person. So they don't know really how to dress, possibly. They don't have a lot of extra knowledge about affairs going on around them. A typical thing would be giving directions to somebody where something is, you know, which could be a block away from where they are, and you're trying to find it, and they go, I never heard of that before, you know. They don't know how to give change. They don't have much body energy, or probably zero. They're always smiling. They feel great. And that's possibly it. Okay, I don't know if the cloned people yet are going to be obese. Okay, maybe just the humans are obese because it makes them juicier, and the clone may not be, you know, used maybe for that food chain as much. So that's another way of looking at it. So anyway, you know, I do have that clearing on the website. If you need it, I can send it to you, but I I'm not going to give it out unless you send an email. I do have one that's the clone to light. So if you are suspecting yourself of kind of like, well, that sounds like me, and a lot of times their eyes are extra bright, okay, and they have a perfect body build, the perfect specimen, okay? So if that's kind of you, then you may want to do the clone to light. It'll give you a spirit and also change your body, which will have light codes into it, created from light, versus being created from the alien dung pile. That's the difference. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, ladies.
Thanks, Ron. Ron, I just wondered about thinking about the alien keyword intercept disconnection. I know that you created that for us for keywords, and we have an email from a listener asking, if we write a word or symbols down on paper and then burn the paper, will that help clear it? So how do you feel about that, Ron?
Well, it'll clear the word on your paper, yes, by burning it. It's not going to go into your DNA just by doing that. So I guess the answer to that would be no, that the person is thinking of clearing that word out of their life. But it will clear it out of the present moment. So
the alien keyword intercept disconnection would be more efficient and useful than burning the word. Great. Thanks. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, I was wondering if we had time for one more question before we go to the Creation Light Ship. It's 25 after.
Sure, okay, one more would be fine.
Okay. This just came into CLS questions. Listener wants to know, regarding the clearing called Alien Energetic Slime Body, that clearing has a skin misting part to it. The question is, can that be used as a skin misting anytime they want for filling a skin misting water bottle?
No. That's designed to be used after you do that complete clearing.
So it will not stand alone. Must do the complete clearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's sort of like part. It goes with it.
Yes, it's included with that to augment that particular clearing.
Okay. Great. That's clear. That's a nice part. That's a nice thing to have on that clearing. The skin misting water. Okay, so that's
right.
Alien Energetic Slime Body Clearing. Wow, that's a very good clearing to do. Okay, thank you for your questions, listeners. So, Ron, would you like to go to the Creation Light Ship momentarily? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so the Light Ship is source energy, and then when you go there, you're out of time. You're out of time here. You're bilocated. And only works live, listening to the program live on Saturday nights. And if you are listening to an archive, you will be able to hear what's happening, and you just feel peace energy. On the Light Ship is where you go to have a particular physical body healing. And the healing takes place, the healing is done on the Light Ship, because your spirit is recreated in wholeness, and it works with your body. And but down here, if you don't have all of your spirit with you, and if for most people the problem is that these energetic bodies are contaminated, and once they connect back to the healed part of you, then a lot of times what can happen is that the healing will not be as effective. On the Light Ship, you are healed. So here we go. Remember, you're being beamed up and down a lot of times. And you won't really lose consciousness here. And you may start to feel the results as you request your one particular healing. So here we go, and we'll bring up the animals and pets that you may have, and your plants and garden flowers going up. Count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And the first thing we'll go into is the floating magnet room. And this is kind of nice. This is what we do a lot on the weekend calls, the body rejuvenation calls. So here we go. There's floating magnets there right now. And some people like to put their hand where their pain is. You may want to do that. You're also on the light ship communicating with the light beams, which at this point now would be the floating magnets. They're conscious. And they'll do what they can do to help you. So here we go. I'll bring the energy in a little stronger for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's go into the room with centrifuge room energies. So here we go. This room is where they can help to eliminate some of your negative thought programs, programming, things that might be more difficult to release from you that are deeply embedded. So here we go. Centrifuge room. The room is spinning. So think of your one particular situation again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So this helps release those dormant energies that are, you know, causing or can cause your problems. So here we go. Next room is the room with the green mud. This is to detoxify your body. And here we go. And there's also other ones, other rooms there with other tubs, hot tubs will come up with different colors in there. And you could be in many rooms at one time. So if you like the green mud, I want to try the purple mud and the white mud and the brown mud and the black mud and the red mud. So this is your choice here. So, and then go in all of them at different times and maybe have more results. So here we go. We'll go to the green mud room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go to the black mud room. So this might, some people might get their buttons pushed thinking that black is bad. But here we go. Black mud. It's not oil. It's just black mud. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the elephant room. And a lot of people like to see baby elephants, so we'll have them come over to you. And may spray you with some water or something. You never know. So here we go. A little baby elephant is doing healings on you, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room that has eagles. And here we go, the eagle room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room that has the rainforest. And there's bumblebees around, and the dragonflies, and butterflies, and birds chirping. So this room has it all. So here we go. Request your healing. Going into the rainforest room. A little stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go on to one other final room. And this room here is, let's go into one of the water rooms. Let's go in where the dolphins are. So the dolphins come in your way. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Perfect. So we'll come back on the light ship, everybody. So we're gathering up our pets and animals, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go, coming back down. Again, I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now you're here, and see how you're doing. So back to you, ladies.
Well, I feel really incredibly peaceful.
I do, too. Thanks, Ron.
And as Ron always says, the healings on the light ship will only work in the live programs, not on the archives. but you'll still get the peaceful energy that we're all enjoying right now. And you'll learn about what takes place, some of what takes place in the healings, potential on the Creation Light Ship, with Ron as our escort there. So, Ron, back to the CLS questions. There's a testimony that came in during the week that I'd like to read to you now. And it's about spirit. This person writes, "No spirit is there. My testimonial is that sometimes our spirit leaves us and we feel pain and suffering at the loss. When it returns, we become content. If we have relatives and their human spirit is gone, they are faking it and pretending that they know us. What do you think of that, Ron? Could they possibly know who they are?"
Well, you may not be able to sometimes find the person's spirit. So when you look at somebody, that's the reason why you're making eye contact, to see who you're talking to, and then also to see what you are talking to. So if the what is, you know, very, very dull eyes, then just know that that memory of the what you are talking to may not be recorded in that person's cellular memory, and also in the brain may not be there at all, because that particular what energy, the alien, the shapeshifter, is taking the energy out of the body from what you're talking to the person with, having a conversation, and they're gone. So, and the body now does not have any record of that. So you may not, if you can recognize who you're talking to, that's great. Because it may not be the same person all the time that you're, you know, actually, you know, communicating with. And you've all had that same situation where you maybe, if you have children or you talk to somebody and say, "Don't do that," and they agree not to do it, and then they do it in a half an hour, and you go, "What's going on here? You know, I just told them not to do this here, and they're redoing it." Well, there may have been somebody else that you talked to. If you kind of remember watching or hearing about people who are incarcerated, what do they normally say? "I didn't do that." Well, they're telling the truth. The "I" did not do that, whoever's speaking. Something else did it. But the body's held accountable. Remember, the body's a host. That's why you don't want to go out and leave your body a lot of times, because who's watching your body and what can jump into it and what's being done at that particular time. And, you know, going further with that same process, you've all seen movies where people, you know, turn into warlocks or something, or you know, wolves or whatever, they shapeshift. Well, would the person know that they were a wolf? Maybe not. You know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. So there's tons of movies out there that relate to this transformation. So that's with the body. With the spirit, looking at somebody, you know, they won't really even convey that they're faking anything, probably, because I don't even know if they're going to know that they're talking to their spirit or not. So that's a whole different thing. And if it's a clone body, they're just going to probably agree with you. So I guess the whole thing, I would think, with this observation is the fact that who are you talking to, you know, each time you communicate with somebody? How are their eyes? Are they really, really bright and shiny? Well, that's probably a clone right off the bat. Right away, you're going to know you no need to talk to that person about anything, because they're just going to be getting information out of you. Remember, they're trying to learn how to live here, and they're collecting data. So don't waste your time trying to educate them on something, because it's not going to do any good. They're just getting data. They're not going to act on it, okay? Unless your programmer, whoever that would be, wants to use that data to have the body do something. So from there, if the person's eyes are black looking, then you know that they're not home, or whatever's home looking at you out of those eyes, if that's the case, if it is doing that, I don't think you're going to be very comfortable. And at that point, maybe the hair on the back of your neck is going to stand up and go, well, you know, I don't think I want to be here, you know? And then you have the regular people that are kind of washed out eyes, you know, kind of like what I have seen myself, you know, with pot people. People who smoke marijuana, their eyes are normally always glossed over, at least in the old days anyway. And so you know that who's home, you know? Are they calmer and more mellower? Yeah, that's what that drug does, you know. Whatever else it does may not be too beneficial, but I'm not going to get into anything like that. The main thing is that that drug, including alcohol and other things, have forced and kicked the person's spirit out of their body. So they're not home. So that's the main thing. Anyway, so the whole thing is, you know, spirit integration. We do that on the website to bring more of your spirit back into your body. And that's on a lot of the clearings or spirit infusion. So that's what happens. So you want to get that clearing to make yourself more present with your spirit. And your spirit can only come into you percentage-wise as to how much negativity, darkness, the mindset of your belief systems, and everything else is programmed into you. It doesn't go into those programs, so you have to release the stuff out of you. So that's why a baby glows so nicely, and you know, people probably over the age of 5 do not. And that's a really good observation. So you could ask somebody, how come a baby's glowing and you're not? And what are they going to tell you? They will know about all their emotional stuff that came forward, how much darkness they're carrying. That's why they're not glowing. So that's the main thing. And you want to become more of, you know, who you are, which is your spirit. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you ladies here, unless there's anything else you want to mention.
Well, about that spirit infusion, Ron, I came across a testimony not too long ago where someone said that they run the spirit infusion clearing overnight. And I've heard it before, too, from your radio programs. They run it overnight, 400 to 600 minutes. I forget which it was. But they have that spirit infusion clearing running all night long with the light being up. And they've experienced a lot more solid spirit. They feel more spiritual, more solid, less, you know, less problems, less dreams, and just feel, you know, everything's a lot more calmer around them. So I think whatever you other clearings you've got going, if we run the spirit infusion clearing at the same time, that would be really great to further contain our spirit so it doesn't get taken out somewhere. Is that pretty much what that's about, Ron, those spirit integration, spirit infusion clearings?
Yeah, that is correct. And I, you know, since you're probably not thinking when you're sleeping, you may be able to get a little more spirit energy in you, okay? Because you're not running all those programs. That could be a possibility. Maybe you could tell people where they can find that. So I don't think if they just type in spirit infusion or spirit integration, it'll come up as a clearing. I think they have to go into one of the free sample clearings, and I think a few of those will actually have that incorporated in it. Is that correct,
Kathy? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they do. They have in the free clearings, there are several of them that have the option for the spirit infusion, such as, let's see, I'm looking here now, the alien head implant, alien oxygen code, and then some of the other clearings, such as the crown chakra removal. has that, and you can run it for unlimited amounts of time. So basically, if you own a clearing, it has the spirit integration portion in it, all the timeline crashes, and also the alien attack page have it as well. It's in a lot of Ron's clearings. So, that would be a very good thing to do. Just keep that running all the time with your clearings, or especially overnight. So many people suggested that. And there's another question
here.
Great
reminder.
Yeah. Good reminder.
Yes.
Let's see. We have one more comment here, but I think I'll turn it over to you, Cindy, for any announcements we want to catch before the end of the program.
Oh, great. Thank you. The Creation Lightship healings are divine heart-based healings, and the clearings are 24/7 at creationlightship.com. And for newcomers, it's good for you to know that, and along with that, the healings are listed, and we have archives and links to radio shows, and also list the events and specials going on, including the monthly calls we talked about earlier. And if you would like to receive the Creation Lightship event newsletter, be sure and sign up. It's on the right side of the website, and there's also a question and answer and the Creation Lightship Wikipedia link that's so interesting and gives you more insight on what we're talking about if some of this is new. Then also, I wanted to remind everyone that we do have special weekly conference calls in between our regular radio shows and the monthly conferences, and we have the removal on, let's see, of courting on Tuesday, the clone body removal on Thursday, and entity healings on Friday, and then Wednesday, creation lightship healings and water activation. And those are all found at creationlightship.com. At the top of the page, you'll see links there, and that way you can register in advance. And back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, there's a comment that came in during the week. And it's somebody who wanted to check in with you about their feeling of inner peace. They say, it's a long letter, so I'll kind of paraphrase. But they're asking if they finally caught on to what the clearings do for peace in their life. Before, they're comparing how they were before, that they used to always be looking for the next thing. Even when people were speaking, they would be always like waiting for them to finish so they could move on to the next topic and go to the next place or the next event, or always feeling this sort of restlessness and just, you know, not really in the moment. So now, apparently, what they're saying is that they feel a lot more content to be just where I am, he writes. I sort of feel at a loss. I'm kind of lost in the experience of life that I used to know. And he wanted to check with you if, is this true inner peace? Has he achieved that as far as he knows? Back to you, Ron.
That's a good question. So I would say the answer is yes. So if you people didn't understand that, what he's saying is that the external life scenarios, sounds like around him, would drive him to do something. You know, go here, go there, kind of like the Roadrunner cartoon, you know, where the Roadrunner just gets up and takes off, you know. And so what happens when you have clearings and you start getting rid of your programs that are forcing you to do different things, all of a sudden you're going to be, and you have to become, more peaceful. That's the bottom line to it. So you do a clearing and you go, I feel something lead me that's kind of heavy, and you really can't sometimes put your finger on it. But when you get done, you go, oh, that felt kind of great, but I'm not really concerned about the issues that I had before. In fact, I maybe can't even find them. So what happens is, for some people, by having this peace energy automatically get instilled with them, because that's what happens, and you become more of your spirit, which is non-judgment. Now, some people, the emotional body might say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm not cleared out enough yet or something, or another body might be reacting, and I might say, hey, I didn't get my button pushed, you know, you got to do this, but there's no button to push. And so automatically you could feel a little bit lost in your life, which just means that you got all this crud released, and now, remember, you have another choice. You need to be where you are, which is in peace. You can also choose to go back into yesterday's garbage to make today's meal, because you can't bring this stuff back to you. It's free choice. It's going to be hard probably to find it, but if you hang out with the same groups, you know, that keep the ball rolling and the button pushing, you can have them impregnate you with that energy over again. So if you do want to go back into your past, I'm sure there's plenty of people around that will help you do that. But what happens is you need to reprogram. That's the other choice. You need to reprogramming is the wrong word to use, but you need to figure out what you want to do in the next moment. Okay? Because the current moment that you're in, you're at peace. And when you're at peace, normally you don't want to do anything, and you're not reactive. So if you're the type of person that used to have your buttons pushed, and each time a button was pushed, you know, you did a different dance, well, when you do the clearings, those buttons will start to become eliminated. And your friends aren't going to wonder what happened to you, because you're not going to be reacting or responding to what they used to get out of you to steal your life force energy from you. So you may just look at them if they say something that they used to get a lot of energy off of you, and you just look at them like, okay, you just said these words. How am I supposed to react? I don't know how I'm supposed to react. I'm at peace. So the people will wonder what happened to you, and they probably won't know what peace is. But it's up to you now, once you have a few clearings, and you do find yourself in the moment. And in the moment, you're with your spirit. That's the only way you can actually find it, because your spirit does not work in duality and does not work in, you know, the consequences here of life. It just is in peace, trying to bring forth this energy into your creations. And it doesn't judge your creations. So the whole thing is, when you're peaceful, then you need to figure out what you want to do in the next moment of time. Because you are a new you when you're in that peace energy. And that's why I tell people, if you do the mind to heart drop a lot, to get into peace also. Remember, that's one way you can get in there instantly, but that will not clear your issues. Okay, you need to get your issues cleared. So that way you can stay in that moment of peace more often. So, but once you do that, get a day planner so that you're able to figure out what your next step is in life, because you may not even have that next moment programmed or thought out. So you want to get a day planner to find out where you're going next, okay? So that's the whole thing. And everybody here has probably experienced the peace energy. Once you experience it, that's really what you're trying to live life for. You want to become peaceful, make your creations in peace, not judging what you've done, and just be peaceful. And you can live your life in that present moment continuously. You don't have to get into duality where it'll bring you cause and effect energies to bounce you around like you're maybe like inside of, you know, a rock tumbler or something. So just know that, you know, you used to be peace. A young baby's peaceful until the aliens poke pins in its feet and it starts crying and whimpering. But when that's not being done to it, then the babies are peaceful. So back to you, ladies.
Ron, I just wonder, you know, that feeling of peace, And the previous person who said they sleep so well after running that spirit infusion clearing all night, I wonder if listeners who do a lot of your clearings do sleep well. And I would just like to ask them that and to let us know if the clearings have brought you maybe a better night's sleep than you used to have, or for that matter, how has the peace shown up in your life, or how do you recognize it as a feeling of peace? What this person was looking for, some validation of the peace, because they were really in the moment and, at feeling at a loss as to their old way of being. So that must feel very freeing, is my thought. But let's hear from listeners who have done a lot of clearings, how the peace is showing up in your life. And if you've noticed it, how would you describe it? And I've looked online, your website, Ron, for a good clearing to recommend for that spirit integration that would be easy to get to. And I found the spirit, the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode removal, the free clearing on the left side under sample free clearings. And if you go to that and scroll all the way to the bottom, you can go to step 22. It has a spirit integration that you can adjust for as many minutes as you'd like. And then the light beams, bring up the light beams face, which will be running for the whole amount of time for the spirit integration. So that's a really wonderful thing to have and to do all the time. So we appreciate having that. So Ron, looks like it's 55 after, so maybe over to you or Cindy for some final announcements.
Okay, yeah, I'll just get on here. So. One thing that the New Age movement talks about a lot, you probably have heard this, is like inner peace, okay? Well, this also not only gives you inner peace, it gives you outer peace, okay? So inner peace kind of makes you feel like, maybe your body is kind of content. So inner peace, we could maybe look at that. If your body does not have inner peace to it, I may not be completely politically correct here, but inner peace, when it's not in peace, let's say you're hungry and I got to eat something. So you're kind of frantic on the inside, and then you eat and your body calms down. So that's what you could probably call inner peace. Well, outer peace and inner peace, looking at the outer part, is that's when your body starts to relax. And people who have done clearings, all of a sudden, especially the emotional clearing and the fear clearing, both of those, all of a sudden, people look at them afterwards and they go, you look a lot younger. They may even say that they're glowing, that you're glowing. But mainly, maybe those frowns go away that you have, that you used to have, and maybe some marks on your face or different things. You may start looking younger. You look more vibrant. And so that's the outer piece that's radiating through you. And then the outer piece is connected directly to your inner piece. And it's not like, having a meal where you feel full and you feel like your inside of your body, has calmed down. Your whole body is calmed. Your posture can change. When you have the clearings, I have people, when I do them in person, I'll have them walk like every 10 particular years, one of the whole lifetime clearings. And for most people, they start feeling their ankles pop, their knees pop. Neck, shoulder, as they're walking. And what does that tell you? That means that, your body was being pulled out of its physical alignment with the muscles affecting your bones, your skeleton, because of tension. And so when you have the clearings, your body starts to relax more. And then when it relaxes more, you radiate more energy. Just look at somebody in pain. You look at somebody in pain, and your body goes, I don't want to be there. And it could feel sorry for that person. And you could also feel sorry because of their situation. But pain makes the body look very, very stressed out and very uncomfortable. When you have the clearings, automatically you start becoming calmer and more peaceful, and your body will show it. and you're just going to start walking different, maybe more erect, might feel taller. And this is what happens when you experience, you know, that inner peace feeling. And, you know, that could be how you feel, too, when you go into the spirit infusion clearing, you say, which is the free one that we're talking about, or integration, I mean. You know, it's the same thing, infusion or integration. I use the two different words interchangeably. But that's what you want to do, is to do that. And just see how you're feeling. Because your body will tell you. If you feel calmer, then you know that something is working. And you can't think yourself into calmness. Remember, the mental body, you can never use to affect any type of actual physical healing with you that's going to be long-lasting. It may be a Band-Aid. And plus, the mental body doesn't even know how to communicate to your pain body, your fear body, your emotional body, you know, doesn't do that. But that's where we live, in the mental body. So I guess I'll turn it back over to, I guess, Cindy here. So thank you, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the BBS show tonight.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron, for your insight and the clearings and the visit to the light ship. And I just wanted to remind everyone, our next program is Monday, our Healing Highway show, and please do continue to send your emails to plsquestions@yahoo.com. And thank you so much for listening tonight.